Hachette Audio presents Going to the Mountain, Life Lessons from My Grandfather, Nelson Mandela. Written by Ndaba Mandela. Read by Ndaba Mandela and Michael Boatman.
The struggle against apartheid can be typified as the pitting of memory against forgetting. Our determination to remember our ancestors, our stories, our values, and our dreams. Nelson Mandela. Prologue. One of the last known photographs of my grandfather, Nelson Mandela, was taken at his home in Johannesburg on a Saturday morning in 2013, just a few weeks before he died. In that photo, my three-year-old son, Lewanika, sits on the arm of the old man's easy chair, looking with great interest at his baba. My grandfather smiles a crooked smile, holding Lewanika's small hand, the same way he held mine the first time I met him at Victor Verster prison when I was 7 years old. I have to smile at the similarities I see in the two of them. A very specific hairline, the same shell-shaped ear, and the way their eyes crinkled at the corners when they laughed at each other. On this particular Saturday morning, the old man was quieter than usual. He was 95 years old and had been fighting a lingering upper respiratory infection.